sir.
What, honey? I don't. I can see if I have a poncho. Do you want a poncho? Okay. That's the only thing that I have. I don't have any raincoats. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Bryant & Sons Company?
Yeah, ask who's calling.
Absolutely. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. I'm looking for Andrew.
Yeah. I gave you guys his number yesterday.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it. Yeah. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
This number is the first number on the account, and I do see his cell phone ending in 2792.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay, perfect. Did he go over everything with you yesterday?
Yeah, we kind of went over some stuff. I guess we did have a few questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, he'll probably want to touch base with you, too, so I don't
sure.
know if, like, but I know, like, do you guys have, like, so he was telling me it was a certain price a month,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys kind of run it, correct?
Yeah, because we provide all the programming, the keywords, the backlinking, the manual submissions, all the content creation in order to get you guys listed up on the first page of Google services.
Okay.
As well as Facebook ads. We set up the website and get that completely up and running. We anchor that to the first page of services. He let me know you guys, like, have a domain, but you hadn't gotten the – pardon me. You hadn't gotten the website completely up and running yet.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's where I'm struggling. I'm trying to do all of the social media stuff. And
right.
I'm like, how do you do this?
So that's what he had mentioned, and he had also – I'm sorry, what is your name?
Deanna.
Okay, so I'm Amy, and I will be the lead on your guys' account and point of contact for you guys. So he had mentioned that to me. With all due respect, he was very sweet about it. He's like, I think she's probably going to be pretty relieved if we could get this going. You know what I mean? So just so you have an understanding of how it would work, Deanna, is we would have a client onboarding call, which I will, of course, call Andrew back as well. We will have a client onboarding call, and during your client onboarding, this is where the magic happens. So we're going to get access to your domain. We're going to tell you how to send in photos. If you have a logo, we're going to tell you how to send that in. If you need a logo, then we're going to build you a logo. And they're going to be verifying keywords, service radius, all the things that we need in order to get your Google verification set up and go ahead and get the website moving forward. Now, once it's set up, like, your website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, in the first, like, 7 to 14 days, we send off to Google right away, but within the first 7 to 14 days, they respond and give us the access for the Google business profile that we set up for your company, okay? And then
okay.
we can begin the programming that's going to put Bryant & Sons Company on the first page of Google. Now, as soon as your website's complete, you guys have access through the client dashboard. So we give you a client dashboard, Deanna, that's going to be like a hub. This is where you guys are going to go in to track the results of the package and to be able to see everything. From there, you also have access to what we call the website editor, okay? So if you want to go in and make changes, or you want to upload new photos, or you want to do anything, you can. But if you don't, and you just want to upload them through the Local Splash app and have us do it, we can do it as well. So it really just depends on how involved you want to be. But with the social media, we do suggest that you guys continue taking photographs and that you continue making regular posts on your social media. You will also be responsible for responding directly to your clients. What we do is we build up the Facebook ads. So you know how when you're on Google looking for something and then you go to Facebook and that same thing kind of starts chasing you around the internet or following, coming up through your Facebook feed, like even though you didn't go there to look?
Yes.
That's called retargeting, and that's automatically included with the package. So we're going to build the ads so that you guys are retargeted every time they go back to Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to build up all the professional content. We're going to give your Facebook business page an overhaul and make sure that it's completely optimized, which this might sound like gobbledygook to you, or your eyes might be glazing over at this point, but basically we're going to do all the online mechanics in order to make sure you guys are showing up where you want to, and we're going to do automatic retargeting with Google and Facebook. We're also going to make sure that your program's in for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Apple, Google, Facebook. These are the popular directories that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. So what this does is this is going to increase your brand relevancy. It's going to help with optimization. It's going to push you further up the list because you're going to have more real estate on the first page of Google. Okay?
Okay.
Does that kind of answer your questions a little bit?
Yeah, I had read over the email that I think you sent to Andrew yesterday. So I was kind of, I kind of knew a little bit, but obviously I was just kind of not talking to you. I was kind of like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
And then I guess, one question I know we both kind of were wondering about, and he may ask you too, when you call him, is do you guys have a subscription? Do we have to be with you for so long? Can we cancel at any time, any fees or anything?
Oh, yeah, you can cancel at any time. There's no hidden costs or associations whatsoever. There's no cancellation fee. It's on a 30-day commitment, so 30 days to 30 days. We suggest that you stick it out a minimum of 2 months so that everything can come to full fruition for you to see the real results of the package. But everything is done month to month. So our company, Local Splash, Deanna, we've been in business for 19 years. And in the past 19 years, all of our clients choose to keep coming back to us month to month with no contract. And then once they see how well it works, a lot of them will call in to get a contract because getting a subscription really lowers the cost down even further. And it locks them in. But we always suggest starting out month to month so we can earn your business and prove to you exactly what it is that we can do.
That is awesome.
Yeah. We like to give you guys every opportunity. And I mean, literally our clients choose to keep coming back to us. Our success is solely based on your success. Meaning if you're not 100% satisfied and you're not getting the type of results that you want and you're looking for in your program and your marketing, then you have no reason to stay. But if you are getting everything that you want, then obviously you're going to double down or you're going to spend more or you're going to try to expand your services, right?
Right.
So that's the goal here. We're not a company who has to lock our clients into a contract in order to get you or in order to keep you. When people want a contract right out the gate, it always makes me a little bit leery because, what's wrong with your services? Why don't you just want to give it to me month to month, and let me make my own choice, you know? So
yes.
We always do it like that, and it's worked for us for almost 2 decades.
Yes, that's awesome. And then I know a question that I just, I guess, kind of thought of.
Sure.
So with you guys building the website and everything and getting everything set up for us, we had talked, we did want to stay with you guys for a while just to build everything up. And, you know, I don't know anything really about it. Everything's kind of new, especially from when I went to school, you know.
Sure.
It's way different now.
Yeah.
So with you guys building the website, when, let's say we stick with you guys for 6 months, because I don't know.
Yeah. If you left for any reason, I understand where you're going with this and what you're getting at, and I, with all due respect, so if you were to leave for any reason, everything is yours to keep. The Google business profile goes with the business. Everything that we build for you and do for you is yours to keep. It's not like we can go in and take it down, okay?
Okay.
With the website, however, you own the domain. All the photographs and everything is yours. So it's basically all your information. If you ever left us, you can continue hosting with us for $49 a month, or you can just do a copy and paste, but we can't let you leave with our content. All of our writing and stuff, they won't let you leave with our writing. You can either continue renting just the website content from us for $49 a month, or you can do a copy and paste and then go host it somewhere else. So we do try to make it available to you.
Okay. So I see what you're saying. So the website would kind of still be like ours if we wanted to rent it, but like everything that you guys posted wording wise and everything, that would all be
correct.
Your guys.
Correct. Okay. That's our content. We own that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Again, we've had a couple of guys who like say they wind up getting booked for a couple of years, right? And they're like, you know, I really just want to keep the website. I don't need a whole lot of advertisement. If I need advertisement again, obviously I want to stay engaged with Local Splash. You guys have been amazing. However, we've got a government job and now we're booked out or whatever the case is, right? So they continue hosting the website with us for $49 a month. Once in a while, they'll choose to take the content. They want to take the content. So we give them, like, a couple of days before we cancel the program for them to do the copy and paste to mirror the information. But this is the thing. As we're going into the back end of the website and we're programming that website in, and it just would not behoove us to give you guys, like, the whole kit and caboodle. You know what I mean?
Right. So I guess, just so I'm understanding correctly, the domain would still be ours. We could still take that domain elsewhere.
Yours. Exactly.
Okay.
And the photographs
okay.
are yours because it's your guys' work. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, it's all your stuff. So basically, it's not really like, I have to say what I have to say, but basically what I'm getting at, I have to tell you what the terms and conditions say, and I have to give you like the proper answer. But what I'm basically saying is all the things are already yours. Like you can basically copy it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And make it happen.
Yeah.
Because it's your stuff. It's your domain. It's your photograph. It's your information. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to keep what we have because you already have all that stuff and you'll have an idea of how it should look and how you want it to be, you know?
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah. I do know we did talk about it yesterday. Like I said, you may want to just touch base with Andrew because ultimately
yes.
he's like the, you know, one that will decide.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to know the few questions that we had talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we were kind of on
yes.
the same page, I guess.
Yes. Okay, should I bring him into this call or should I call him separately?
Let me see. I think he might have walked in while we were on the phone.
Oh, yay! Okay.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Let me see. I got Local Splash here on the phone. I just, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm holding for you. No worries. I understand. You got to talk. No, don't be sorry at all. It's perfectly fine.
So I guess he just wants me to kind of go over. I didn't know he kind of went over the email last night, he said, and had some more questions.
Sure, absolutely. Tell me how I can help.
So he did say we are very interested. And obviously, you know, we just want to touch all bases and kind of.
Absolutely.
So he pulled up the email for me. So it says exclusive local listing, one business per category per service area. He was wondering, what exactly does that mean?
That means that we're not going to work with any of your competitors. So we are a Google Premier partner, and Google holds us to specific guidelines, okay? So, like, am I on speakerphone?
No. He's downstairs trying to finish something for whatever he's working on. So
okay, no worries.
No worries.
Yeah. So what it means is one of the main things that one of the main guidelines that we're held to here at Local Splash is because we're a Google Premier partner. So I'm going to tell you, Deanna, there's thousands of companies in the U.S. who try to offer the services that I'm offering you today. But there's only 40 of them in the United States that Google has deemed, that Google has said, okay, these 40 right here, these are the top. These are the people that you want to work with because we know that they're tried and true. Sometimes it's a couple of guys overseas, or sometimes it's a couple of guys in a basement somewhere, and you don't even know if it's, like, legit, right? So
okay.
we're premier partner to Google. There's only 40 of my companies in the U.S. that are legit that Google says, listen, you can work with these companies that are legitimate because Google does not offer these services themselves, okay?
Okay.
So with that being said, we're held to particular guidelines, okay? And out of protection for you as our client, we are only allowed to work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. The position is exclusive. So we are not going to work with any of your competitors for a 50-mile radius. We're going to close that category out for all of your keywords, meaning we're not going to program any other companies offering the exact same services that you guys offer for a 50-mile radius. We're not even going to attempt to work with them because we can't program two companies into the same spot doing the same thing.
Oh, that is really nice.
Yeah. But I understand it can be confusing at first when you're like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, that's why I guess I must have, like, skipped over that. It's probably good that he caught that. But,
yeah,
when he mentioned that, I was like, you know what? I don't know what that means.
Right. It's a great question. But it's an added form of protection for you guys because this is the thing. Think about it. If I was going to work with you and, say, Billy Bob down on the corner who offers the same stuff you guys do, then that is not going to be beneficial to you guys. You guys are not going to stay with the program because nobody is going to actually achieve first page results. I can't program you and one of your competitors in as a top option on the first page of Google. There's not two spots. First and foremost, we would be programming against ourselves.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's an added form of protection for you guys and our written promise. So a lot of companies out there who claim to offer these services, Deanna, they don't, there's nothing exclusive about it. Like, you guys are tied up with Home Advisor right now, right? Powered by Angie?
Yeah, Angie Lee, yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing exclusive about what they offer you. They work with you, and they send that same lead out to five or six other guys in your own neighborhood offering the same services. Everybody pays for the job, whether or not they ever even get to speak with the client. We don't do that. We only promote you guys to the first page of services. You're the only ones that we'll work with. And because we want to see you optimal success. Again, your success is our success.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that is really nice. I really wish we would have found you before Angie leaves, but...
How long have you been with them for?
We literally just started it, like, last week. They've been really messing around with us. Andrew's already kind of upset. We've talked to, like, four different people. No one set up our page for us, like they said. Like, it's, like, almost kind of ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous. And what I'm going to tell you is you actually can go in and you can just say, you know what, never mind. We don't want to work with you guys. It's our legal right of rescission. We want all of our money back because this isn't right. And if they haven't set your page up or done anything, they haven't done anything for you yet, Deanna.
Yeah, and it's been, like, I want to say, like, almost 2 weeks now.
You have to be very, 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 very firm with them, but you can absolutely get your money back. You just have to be super firm with them.
Oh, Andrew's really good at that, so I may mention that to him.
I would suggest it very strongly. If he's not happy with the services, tell him that it's his legal right of rescission. Get his money back. He does not have to deal with them. And this is the thing that they don't tell you, Deanna, is what they do is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page at Google. They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors, as opposed to just listing you directly. So, see, they're making money on it every single time, no matter what.
Yeah, I was wondering about that when we first signed up for it, but we were just trying to, I don't know if Andrew told you, this
get
is like our
there.
Second year. Yeah, so we're really pushing this year. So
yeah.
I guess we're like, anything that's coming, we're like, please, yeah, if you want to help, but you know, like.
Right, right. I understand. And I work with, I've been doing this for this company for the past 8 years. And what I can tell you is that I've worked with dozens and dozens of clients who have used Angie's List, Thumbtack, HomeAdvisor, all the different type of pay-per-lead services. And they can be very, very lucrative, but you do have to have like a pile of money in order to start, only because that's how it is. You share the leads. There's nothing exclusive. They take their time setting everything up. You have to be able to wait, and not a lot of people can wait. Some people need it taken care of now so they can get some jobs coming in to feed their family, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, Andrew didn't tell me after I talked to, just got that a little bit of information to go down and just touch base with him before he left.
Sure,
so
I'll
let
hold.
Me just,
yep,
yeah,
take your
I'm
time.
Just going to put you on mute real quick and then
no worries.
Probably grab his card, I would imagine.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Let me just go talk to him real quick, and I will be right back.
Take your time, hon.
Okay. So I just talked to Andrew. He liked the no competitors thing.
Oh,
good. Yeah,
I figured he would.
He was like, oh, that's nice. I was like, yeah. So he went ahead and told me to go ahead and sign us all up. I don't know
okay.
if you need to talk to him or, I mean, I have his card right here.
Yeah, I just really quickly have to do a voice. If the card is in his name, I just have to do a 30-second voice verification with him just to, I know you're his wife and you have authorization, but it's just the way that we do it to protect you guys. I just have to get his verbal verification. I can even just patch him into the call if he's already left. Or...
No, he's actually right here, so that's fine. He'll give you a verbal verification.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, here
Am
he
I
is.
A speaker?
No, I'm just going to hand him the phone. Is that okay?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew. I'm just going to do a quick voice verification, giving Deanna approval to use your card. It's an added form of protection for you. It's just the way that we do everything here. So it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Bryant and Sons Company, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Bryant, owner, operator.
Andrew, are there any other authorized users on this account?
No.
Is Deanna an authorized user on the account to make purchase on behalf of the company? Okay, and her first and last name, please.
Deanna Roberts.
Awesome. In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yeah.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? You already let us know. Yeah, it's wordy. Basically, we're just asking for you to let us know if you choose to move forward with anybody else. We can see that you're already working with Angie's List, which I did give her a way to try to get you guys out of that if you don't want to participate in that anymore. But say you move forward with anybody else. Say Yelp calls you tomorrow. We're already doing Yelp for you. You don't need to pay separately for Yelp. Okay. We just ask that you please let us know if you choose to move forward with anybody else. That way we can work with them as well, okay? So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is February 1st, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the first day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now you can give me back to Deanna so we can get everything set up and moving forward, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Okay, so I have a business address of 2317 Whitetail Lane. That's a home office, right?
Yes, it is.
We'll keep that hidden on Google so that we can protect your proprietary information. We don't want anybody having your personal home information, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No worries. Now, the phone number that you and I are speaking on, is this the phone number the clients are supposed to call?
No, it would actually be Andrew's number, the 2792.
Okay, let me go ahead and change this out. That way, okay, everything is there. Perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to put you in. Hold on a second here. Let me put you in as an authorized user. Okay, wife, office manager. And Deanna, is that D-E-A-N-N-A?
Yes.
And he said your last name's Roberts. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and set a security word on the account. But it's done in a few minutes. So anytime you call in, you'll need to have that security word, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's just to protect your guys' information. So I'll go over that a little more in depth in just a second. I just want to get this information real quick. So I need to schedule a client interview with the technician. This is where the magic happens and where we're going to get access to the domain and all those things. Are you going to take care of that call, or are you and Andrew going to do it together?
I could probably
do it.
That. Yeah, because I actually have all the passwords. Like, I have every
okay.
access to all that. I don't
Perfect.
Even know that Andrew knows that side
okay.
of it. So.
Cool. Okay, no worries. The reason we ask is they're going to verify service radius, keywords, all the things. So if you're going to handle that phone call, I have available appointment times today between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3. I have something available between 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7. Which time frame would you like?
Maybe the 12-1.
Okay.
How long does it take?
Well, we block off an hour, but the call really only takes about 20, 30 minutes. But, like, we can't necessarily promise that we're going to call right at 12. So we try our very best, but if we're finishing up with the guy in front of you and he took a little bit longer than expected, then we might not call to, like, you know, 12:17 or 12:08, or, you know, that's why we block off the
okay.
hour, just to make sure everyone has their full time. So if you had questions that took over, you know, the 30 minutes, then you have your time frame as well. Like, we try to give everybody their time frame, okay?
Okay, perfect. I was just wondering, I have to leave to get my son at 2, so I didn't want to be
oh,
out on the road if we were going
sure.
to be doing that.
For
but
sure.
But then, like, after 2 today, it's like, my son has baseball, so today it's got, my daughter's got tumbling. Like, I won't be home at all until, like, 8 tonight if we don't do it at, like, noon 1.
I understand, girl. Listen, my son's on a basketball team and a football team, and it does not get any easier the older they get. I don't know how old
oh,
your kids are, but my son's 14.
13.
And yeah, okay, so you understand. They just, now they
yeah.
do it all with an attitude.
It's horrible, yes, yes. It's
yes.
getting worse as, you know, the age comes on and, you know, everything, all the changes come along. I'm like, oh, my gosh,
oh
dude,
my
you're
gosh.
Not making this easy. Like,
no, they don't make it easy on us at all. And then, I mean, you don't really understand it until you're in it, you know? Like,
yes. And everyone keeps telling me my daughter is 6. And they're like, oh, wait until she's older. I'm like, no, don't tell me that.
No, she would not make it. I hate to tell you guys.
She is definitely like, my son was so easy growing up. Like,
oh.
everyone warned me about, like, the boy-girl thing. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'm so excited to have a girl, tutus, hair up, you know, everything, makeup.
No,
and then she came along, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This is what they're talking about, like the dramaticness and
I really think the boys are worse. I don't know why, but I feel like the boys are worse. I'm just gonna say. I feel like he's so much more dramatic. Like
oh, that's hilarious. I'm there with one. So if I can make it through one, I can make it through the other, right?
You sure can. Yeah, and we don't really have a choice. We're already doing it, right?
That's right.
Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes. I know he has insurance. Do you need that information?
Not right now. You can. They're
okay.
going to send you a recap email during client onboarding of everything we need for verification. They will need it for verification, okay? But they don't need it right this moment, okay?
So maybe when they call at noon, like, I can kind of start getting stuff together.
Yeah, exactly. And then does he have licensing or does he just have the LLC?
Just the LLC. I have been looking into licensing things, and I'm not sure exactly how to get to that point.
It's okay.
Still working on that.
Yeah, and you don't have to have it. As long as you guys have the insurance and you have the LLC, that's enough. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be good. And then you guys have the Facebook business page set up already?
Yeah, so I don't... it's not like an actual like business page. It's branched off of Andrew's account.
That's how all the business pages are done.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I didn't
yeah.
know that's how it was done now. Okay. Yep. So
nope.
yeah, it's all set up. I run that like obviously when we have jobs and you know, I get on there and post everything as soon as I can.
Oh, I found you. Okay. I found it. Perfect. They're going to get access to this during client onboarding so we can begin those ads right away too. Okay, hun.
Okay.
Yes, has a logo, has photos. Okay, perfect.
I was
going
to say, I try to keep up with it pretty much, so.
Oh, you've done well. No, it looks really good. You've done really good. Let me see here. He said the mile radius is like 50 miles you guys are going out, right?
If that's what he said, yes. I'm not too sure. I'm guessing that would probably be like the farthest. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have that to play with, so you can always change it up. And they're going to ask for if you want to give specifics during your client interview, so you can just chat with him between now and then and decide exactly what you guys want. And then when are the hours of operation? When do you want the actual phone calls?
So I guess, can you just tell me what is like normal business hours? Because for us, like, Andrew wakes up and does the job depending on what he's doing that day. So I guess, like, what would be like 8 to 5? Is that like normal business hours?
Yeah, if that's what you guys want. Yeah. So this is the thing, is some people, okay, it's based on when you want the phone calls, not when you guys are doing the jobs, because obviously you're going to be working with certain clients that, maybe they're only available after hours because of their job, or they need something on this day or that day. So you guys obviously are going to try to accommodate your clients because that's smart, right? So
right.
You don't have to have your hours of operation, even all the wonky hours that you may be willing to service a client, but sometimes it does behoove you to be able to take calls a little bit after hours, because some people are like, oh, they close at 5, so they won't even take my phone call. You see what I mean? So
maybe
just,
like 6?
Yeah, it just depends on what you guys want.
Okay, Could I get back on a finance answer with that?
No worries.
So that way I can kind of talk to him, since it's going to be his phone.
Yep.
I don't want to just sign him up for something and him be like, really?
Right. Well, you can always change it too. No worries. No worries. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and submit that. Okay. So for the billing information, is there a middle initial on his card, or is it just his first and last name?
So it's actually going to be through Andrew Bryant and Sons Company, business.
Okay, perfect.
Is that okay?
No, that's
Andrew
perfect.
Bryant is on the card, so it's Andrew Bryant and Sons Company on the card.
Got it. And Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 4192. 59000282060.
Expiration month and year?
0226.
3-digit code on the back?
070.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and I'm going to process the payment for the $249 now. I already did the voice verification with him, outlining the service agreement with Local Splash, going over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contracts. So you guys are completely good to go on that. Let me see here. Okay. That's good. Okay. Okay, one moment. All right, got that. You're good to go there. Okay. Now, I'm going to send you, let me send you this really quickly, because I just need you to sign the terms and conditions on his behalf. Okay.
Okay, will it be through email or?
I'm going to send it to you text. I was just updating the information real quick. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Okay. The link is coming over to you right now. It's going to say, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Go ahead and click that link.
Okay. All right. Yep. I think I'm Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes.
Okay.
And then as you scroll through there, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things. They can be added to your program at the time of your choosing. As of right now, when you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see LSEO, which is all the search engine optimization and programming that's going to put you on the first page of Google, all the Facebook ads, and the My Site, which is the custom website design that we include for you, okay?
Okay. All right, and then I just need to, and then just, do I sign his name or just
yes.
me?
Yes, no, his, exactly as it says it there.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Okay. And then it should, you have to click the two boxes certifying that, he's the authorized user and signer on the account, and also that he enables SMS text messaging to be received from Local Splash and his clients.
Oh, okay. Yep, I seen them. I must have went right past that. Okay, it took
okay.
me out. I hit continue, and then it just went out.
Let me see here. Okay, perfect. It's, so you'll get a text message and an email reminder for the login credentials, the username and password. We give that to you right now. Your client dashboard is empty. So as soon as we have something in there, Deanna, we will go ahead and we will go ahead and send you over those login credentials. As of right now, that call for client onboarding is going to come in approximately between 12 and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to come from our 877 phone number to get everything set up, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to call your cell phone. So as long as I'm available, I'll be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I look forward to talking with you in a little bit, Deanna. Have a great day.
All right. You as well.
All right. Bye, hun.
Bye.